Writer Monica Ali made a literary splash with her debut novel Brick Lane, set in a working-class Bangladeshi enclave of London. When we meet her, her young immigrant woman is longing for home. Monica Ali's latest novel follows a world-famous royal who's managed to escape her previous life. In Untold Story, Monica Ali wonders, what if Princess Diana lived?
The book is a kind of modern fairy tale. It's a fairy tale stood on its head, if you like, an unhappy princess who becomes a more contented Cinderella.
Contented to live in a generic middle-class American town called, hint, hint, Kensington. In the novel, Princess Diana has survived that car crash in Paris. Believing she'll go mad or be assassinated, she goes on to fake her own death and so abandons her beloved boys for a chance to start over. With the help of some plastic surgery and darker hair, we find the princess 10 years later, a divorcee named Lydia.
For the first time, she does have a network of real friends. There's a man in her life, and she's established a fragile kind of peace. And then what she's lost is her family. And I guess the book is a meditation partly on, you know, what are the important things in life?
Well, there is a moment, though, where as happens throughout the book, just moments where her old life comes back to her. And very early in the book, there's a moment where, although she's been wearing jeans for years and years and years, kind of a uniform, at this moment, one of her friends has given her a ball gown for whatever use she can put it to in this little town. And she just sort of puts it on and then gazes at herself in the mirror. Would you read that for us?
Sure. As she stood before the full-length mirror, Lydia shivered. Despite the dark hair, despite the surgeon's knife, despite the wrinkles wrought by the years and a permanent tan, she saw a ghost looking back at her that had long been consigned to the past. Slowly she turned and gazed over her shoulder. The dress scooped low to the waist. The flesh sagged, not much, just a little, beneath the shoulder blades. How horrible that would look in a photograph, where no blemish was ever forgiven, where you were only as strong as your weakest point.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. As you've just read, she sees herself as a photographer might see her. And by the sort of coincidence, perhaps found only in fairy tales, one of those photographers who chased the princess for years and years and was her chief tormentor, he shows up in this town of Kensington, and suddenly her secret is not safe anymore.
Right, it turns into a sort of cat and mouse game between the two of them. There's a thriller element towards the end of the book, which I had a great deal of fun writing.
What leads a novelist to fictionalize a real life story? Why not just stick with a character that you created?
Well, I always found Diana an extraordinary and compelling figure. I was 13 when I watched her get married to Charles, and that did seem like the classic fairy tale at the time. And then, you know, like every other British woman of my age, I watched her transformation into this global superstar, into this gorgeous bundle of trouble that she became. And in the years after her death, I sometimes wondered exactly that. What if? What if she hadn't died? What would she have been like in her 40s and beyond?
How did you get over the difficulty of trying to create a story that she could actually have pulled off, given how hard it would be for a real Princess Diana to truly disappear?
She has help, so she doesn't do it alone. She also, I remember reading quite a lot about how Diana loved to go out in disguise in London, and she'd walk about delighted if nobody recognised her, basically on the principle that you wouldn't find a princess walking down the street on her own. Reading stories about her as well, for instance, going out in dark wig and glasses, out in the queue, standing to go and see a band that she wanted to see. So I guess I took my cue from those stories and ramped them up.
Although the one difference between this story and, say, the movie The Queen, one rather large difference is that you base your princess on Diana, who did in fact die a horrible death, leaving behind two young sons. Yet you have a fictional character here in this book thinking about the boys. you know, it can strike one as ghoulish.
Well, I think any subject can be a subject for fiction. But when it comes to Diana in particular, the thing that strikes me is that there is so much that's been written about her over the years and continues today as well to be written about her that's negative, that's critical. And I think that might well be hurtful to those who were close to her if they chose to read it. My character is fictional. My book is a novel. Lydia is a fictional creation, certainly inspired by Diana. I'm a huge fan of Diana. I'd only want to celebrate and not to denigrate her.
Your reviews for Untold Story, so far in Britain, where it came out earlier, are mixed. Many of them do believe that it's in bad taste to create a character who rises from the dead, who has living family that are out there and they're employed as part of the novel.
Well, I think readers will make up their own minds about that. And I haven't read all the reviews, but what I've read of them, there seems to be a very strong consensus that it's a gripping read. The thing that I've noticed is that some critics have objected to me writing about what they deem to be a lowbrow subject, which just makes me laugh. I mean, anyone with two brain cells to rub together knows that issues of fame and celebrity, whether you like it or not, are an important part of modern life. And I think to certain members of the literary establishment, it's a kind of crime to write a book that's entertaining and easy to read. I certainly had to grapple with as much complexity and social situations and issues in writing this book as I did in anything else I've ever written.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
Writer Monica Ali, her new novel is called Untold Story. And you'll find plenty of other reading choices at the Summer Books section of our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.